Welcome to my podcast. I will be talking about the coaching qualification for high school coaches. First, let's talk about the current qualifications for coaches in high school today. These requirements will look different for each sport. Although, for the state of Idaho, all coaches must have a CPR first aid certification, St. Luke's concussion course, National Federation of State High School Association, or the NFHS. Sudden cardiac arrest course and the NFHS student mental health and prevention suicide courses. For non-certified teachers, they must take the NFHS teaching and modeling behavior in addition to all other requirements, which is all good to have when somebody is going into a coaching position. I would personally like my son's future coaches to have these, but coaching is not all about the injury and or prevention of those injuries. Although, there are new national coaching credentials. The NFHS has started the three-level NFHS national coaching credentials. The idea of this is to keep coaches engaged in professional development throughout the year. The first level is by completing fundamentals of coaching, three courses that are given through their learning center. Those three classes that they offer are concussion in sports, sudden cardiac arrest, and protecting students from abuse. Level two is when the coaches take first aid, health and safety, heat illness prevention, and student mental health and suicide prevention. Lastly, their third level is when a coach takes their sportsmanship, strength and conditioning, teaching and modeling behavior, and engaging effectively with parents and bullying, hazing, and inappropriate behaviors. After learning those and going back to the Idaho qualifications, the state does not require most of their coaches to have these credentials like the NFHS does, which is all helpful for a coach to have. But if we were having teachers get degrees to teach in schools, then why are we not making coaches do the same? Do coaches need more education and training? I would say yes. Although injury prevention is nice, coaching is not all about that. Shape America is a society of health and physical educators, and they have stated that coaches are mentors, teachers, administrators, and they should meet their five standards. Shape America says that there are five standards that every coach should have. The five standards are, first, having a developed, athlete-centered coaching philosophy. Second, being able to use long-term athlete development with the intent to encourage lifelong physical activity, physical literacy, and develop athletic potential. Third, creating a unified vision by using strategic planning and goal-setting principles. Fourth, having a program aligned with all rules and regulations by the needs of the community and the individual athletes. And lastly, managing a program resources in a responsible manner. I have even seen this in my own experience in coaching for a marching band that has a mix of both middle and high school students. Yes, I had more qualification than the average Joe since I was first trying to get my physical therapy assisting degree that received a significant amount of anatomy and injury recovery classes, to now me working on getting my teaching and coaching degree. I had my CPR and first aid and concussion certification. Even after my first year, my band directors did not expect me to have any other qualifications to coach. That could be because I already was working towards the goal of getting my teaching and coaching degree, but I will never truly know. Looking back at my first year of coaching and doing this research, the NFHS had a course to keep me and my students safe in multiple ways, and I wish that there was an expectation on me about getting these credentials. As I am working towards my degree and doing the research for this podcast, it made me think about how we make teachers have a bachelor's degree in their subject and some sort of working experience before they can teach in a classroom. If we care about the qualifications for teachers, Then why are we not pushing for coaches to meet these credentials? Yes, we want coaches to know how to work with and around injury and prevention, but that is not the only thing we want our coaches to know. I have noticed in my own coaching career and going around the schools doing practicum projects for classes, most coaches are the other teachers in the schools, old graduate athletes, and community members. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics in 2025, they state that there are 306,500 coaching and scouting positions open in 2024. Now, that is for both coaching and scout jobs, but a good chunk of that number has to be the job openings for coaches. So I can understand why schools are hiring these other individuals just so they can keep sports available for their students. The issue I see with this is that these individuals getting picked for these coaching jobs are only getting the bare minimum to qualify, and there are some that aren't even getting these qualifications. I would know this because I used to fall into this category of people. What schools can implement is giving coaches the standards that Shape America have put in place. This could look like having the education and training, but also having assessments to make sure that coaches are following these standards, along with providing something similar to continuing education that teachers have to do every year or two. This is a great way to use what the NFHS Learning Center offers, which is over 70 courses with over 30 free courses. In addition, there are sources like the Positive Coaching Alliance, which is a national nonprofit organization working to unlock the life-changing power of sports for all kids, regardless of social or economic circumstances. They can also help coaches continue their learning on what is best for their athletes. The best part is that they are free to sign up with. They help find and give coaches resources on the sports that they're coaching. The Positive Coaching Alliance also has courses that a coach can take, and they are fairly affordable, along with resources that can help first-time coaches, mental wellness, parent and coach partnership, sports quality, team culture, and athlete development. There are all these and possibly many more great resources that our coaches can learn and our athletes can benefit from. My question to you now is, how would you help support your kids, athletes, and coaches to make a more safe, fun, and better community for them all, along with how would you help support your coaches into looking at these credentials?